What is your pleasure? No pleasure of life. Why you are living? But that is good. A human being can understand what is God, what is my relationship with God, what is my relationship, what is my aim of life, where I shall go after death, where power I have come. These questions must be there in human form of life. Otherwise, he is still in the arrow of
kingdom.
Do
the animals have no consciousness? Do the animals have no consciousness?
No, they have no God consciousness. They do not know what is God. Just like children, they do not know what is government. They are satisfied with their eating, sleeping, playing, etc. They are not affected. But when one is grown up, he knows what is government. He has to abide by the state laws. Now you are grown up, he too violates the law, fit to the right, in the prison. But a child, he violates the law. Anyone violates the law, yes. But he adult person violates the law. He will explain it. He cannot say, I am free. No, law is not excuse. But if the children commit something, then suppose if you take something from my table, it is for you criminal. But if a child takes something from my table, it is not. In your country especially, if you enter my house or room without permission, that is criminal, isn't it? Trespass.
Yes.
But a child, a dog enters, then not trespass. A child or a dog or a cat enter without any permission. Therefore, this animal kingdom and the human, there is difference. By evolutionary process, we come to the human form of life. When we are animals also. We are passing through 8,400,000 forms of life. From aquatic to plants, trees, then insects, then flies, then birds, then bees, then uncivilized human beings, then come to this alien form, civilized form, human beings. So it is obtained after many, many transmigrations. And if we do not understand the responsibility, just like in a in an establishment, one man is promoted. He first joins as a doorkeeper and then he gradually is given promoted. He may come to the post of the manager, just like in bank, which so happens. They must go through all the different stages of service. So, when he becomes manager, if he does not know the responsibility, and again, he comes to his work. Again, he has to strive for this. So, if we forget our responsibility and become like cats and dogs, then we are going back again to take the form of death. This is a great science. No, it isn't. It's very serious to understand the science. What the science is there. We are taught the subconsciousness movement is to educate people about the science. They are neglecting the science. That means they are violating the prerogative of the chance of the facility of human beings. After all, you have to die. You cannot take it. But if you die, then less than God, then our life is fine. And if you die like a human being, then our life perfect. And one is that. But one who dies like a human being, by understanding what is thought, what is my relationship with him, how I have acted in relationship with God, then our life.
Somehow I always thought that people should be more like animals, because animals are male.
Why don't you like animals?
Hmm?
Why are you dressing yourself? Why don't you wonder like animals? Okay.
No, but animals still have their own community, and they only take what they need to eat. And they only eat when they need to eat.
That the philosophy is how to become animals. This is the philosophy of animals.
Today, people sometimes think I'm worse than animals.
Yeah, if their philosophy is to become animals, then they must be worse than animals. Because actually they are not animals.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's right.
To become animal, so that is artificial. So, a human being desiring to become animal must be worse than animal. The animal has got some routine work. Just like cats and dogs, they have sexual desire in certain periods of the year. As a man, although he is trying to be animal, but he has no restriction. He has sexual desire any time. Therefore, he is worse than animal.
Man eats and kills everything.
Yes.
The animals kill just their own children.
Yes. So therefore, if a man wants to become animal, he becomes worse than animal. A tiger eats meat, and he has got equipment in his body. It's got nails, teeth, anything, punch of any animal, and kills the meat. But a man cannot do that. But his teeth is different. He has no nails. Therefore, he has to kill them in different ways, by slaughter. So he is worse than animals. Huh? You kill one animal for your eating purpose, this is one thing. But if you keep slaughterhouse for business, then you are more better. Therefore, for a human being, to try to become animal is worse than you. And because just like you are now grown up, If you meet enter, I want to become shy. So I enter in one's house. That law is not else. Did you say that my philosophy is to become shy? Therefore I entered this man's house. The law will say, all right, first of all, it is punished. You cannot say that. Because you are grown up, you cannot act as a child. Similarly, because you are a human being, if you act as an animal, you will be responsible for your act. And you will be punished if you do something wrong. You cannot say, I made my philosophy to become a child. That may be your personal philosophy. The law is not allowed. Ignorance is no excuse. It has become a pleasure to become like enemy.
This is back to nature.
Back to nature, that means, first of all, your nature is different from other's nature. Yeah, animal can lie down anywhere on the street. Can you do that? The hell can go back to nature like that. Is dog lying down on the street. Here, of course, every dog has got a master. In India, there are many dogs that those have got master. So, they are sitting in the air of light. You cannot do so. If you lie down on the street at night, perhaps you'll be arrested. Is it not?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Neither you can do so. You must have an apartment. Maybe, let's cost the apartment. But because you are human being, you must have an apartment. So how you can go to the nature? Even case. And the Rishis used to live in the jungle. They had a cottage. Not like any. They had hermitage, cottage. The guy Rupa Goswami picture, you see?
Yes.
So they left that luxurious president as minister. But when they hunted in love, they had a cottage.
The impulse is more or less a reaction to their alienation from material life. They feel so alienated for artificial material life that they think maybe they seem to be more, they think animalistic would be more desirable.
The inclination may be right, but the spiritual education is lacking. They don't have the teacher.
Yes. Which is like the defector, I don't see.
Well,
they
could go to college and be slow. Mm-hmm. This is where the idea started.
Yeah.
Bigger and bigger and bigger. It's control. It's terrible. It's all pervasive. I suppose I don't want particularly want to relax. I don't feel nervous.
Vegetarian?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Vegetarian.
A vegetarian is an animal. In India, you still will find 90% of the population that everything. All the things. They are quite healthy. They are working. Rather, vegetarians are human beings. The vegetable, that food is meant for human. That is natural. For a human being to become non-vegetarian is unnatural. And to become vegetarian, that is natural. Just like our teeth, it is meant for cutting vegetables, food, not meat. We'll find cutting like a teeth, meat, it will be difficult. But take any vegetable, any fruit, then any vegetable. As medical law says that anything eatable which you cannot cut with the teeth and smash it properly, which you learn to digest. So, fruits and vegetables, you can properly cut, even raw, not to speak of cooked, raw vegetables, raw fruits, you can cut through this teeth and smash it and you swallow, it will naturally digest. It gets all food digested. But you cannot do in that way. Raw meat. You cannot take raw meat or bulk or animal and take some flesh out of it. You cannot. But animals can do that. They are meant for that purpose. But that is natural. If you take your natural food, if you eat naturally, if you fulfill your natural desire, then it is natural. And as soon as you go against these things, that is unnatural. So if you give up your natural tendencies as human beings and take artificially the way of life of an animal, that is not natural. In human society, they have an uncivilized human being. They are in the process of powering this private part. Even in jungle, they power the bark of tree. Why? That is a human. But an animal in the jungle, this is not. They can't go. The same jungle, I don't speak of the city life, even in jungle life, the aborigines still there, not so common. Now they are becoming naked, natural, believe me. But John Lennon, there is a picture, standing naked. This is madness. This is natural. If you go against your natural life, that is madness. This is a madman watching the street naked. So these are so our mission is to advise everyone, educate everyone, to become exactly like human. That we can become by understanding God. books, educational institutions are meant for human beings, for knowledge. All the books all over the world, they are not meant for cats and dogs. They are meant for human beings. The schools, colleges, universities, institutions, they are meant for human beings. Not for the cats and dogs. So, we must take advantage of the books, institutions, knowledge, teachers, that is real human being. Just like your guitar, that is for human being, art, not for the cats and dogs. Who can go to animal life? That's not how.
How do you know your father?
How do you know your real father?
How do you know he is your father who you met?
They just told me.
Who told you?
My father.
Somebody told you. The mother told you, or somebody told you, and you accepted it. Clearly, about God, you have to take information from somebody who is authorized to tell you about it. Everything is not anymore. Wrong, authorized source of knowledge. A child does not know what is this. He asks father, father, what is this? Father is my maker, what is this? He comes home. When I speak, he comes home. Child knows. That is the way of knowledge. If you do not know God, you must approach a person who knows God. There is no. You know the relation.
But I was tripped. So alone.
He went to church and he could not find out.
That maybe.
I didn't feel.
That maybe. But he may be cheated. That's another. Suppose you ask something from somebody. If he cheats you, that may be your mistake or he. But the process is the same. You cannot help. If you want to know God, then you have to go to a person who knows God. You might have gone to a person who does not know. That is another thing. You went to a wrong person. But actually, if you want to know God, you must have to go to a person who knows God. That you have to search for. That requires intelligence. That you cannot give up the idea because you have been cheated or you could not get information. Therefore, you cannot give up that business. You have to find out somebody else. But because you say, I have been cheated, I could not get the right information, I stopped this business. That is it. You must. Therefore, according to reading, or as you said, Tadvijana Khamsa Gurumeva Avidachet. Avidachet means he must. To a person. To understand the science of God, we must go to a guru or a man who knows. Guru means he small intelligence. Guru means weight. Heavy, heavier. The heavier in knowledge. So you have to find out first who is heavier than. Not ordinary. Must go. Not that he may go or may not go. No. Must go. Tad vidyanartham sa gurumeva abhyate. But in the symptom of guru, Shrutyam means he has heard about God from his superior, his guru, Shrutyam. How can I know that he has heard from his superior about God? He might say that yes, I have heard, but what symptoms? Brahmanistam. Brahmanistam means he has become a complete devotee. Without. Just like a man, a physician. A physician means he has attended the medical college, passed the examination. And the result is that he is practicing as a physician. Not only passing will do, but he is actually passing and he is actually practicing and is curing patients, and therefore you find out the physician is a physician. It is a duty. So, guru means one who knows God. How can I know that he knows God? Because he is making others to know God. Well, but if you go to a person who does not know God, that is your fault. If you go to a physician who is not actually a physician, a storekeeper, then that is your fault. You must have the intelligence to be the physician. That much intelligence they have got. You see a signboard, doctor, such and such, MD, medical practice. Now you go there and you see their patients waiting for him for treatment. He's giving medicine and they are being cured. So why is it difficult to find out the physician? There is no difference. So, if one is serious to be cured of the disease, he must go to a physician. If he does not go to the physician, then how can he cure? That's why you have learned this, the caste. Did you learn it alone or you learn it from somebody? Anyway, you have followed somebody at least. Yeah. Stand up.
Oh, yeah. People are heard.
Yeah. So that is the way of learning. But it's God. But the main business is that one must know God. It is not that because I approached some person and he did not know, he could not give me the right knowledge of God. And then I give up this idea of knowing God. No. And that is not good for human life. No. Then he remain unable. I might have been cheated, I might have approached a proper person, but that does not mean I can stop that idea. That is right. they are at a place, it is said, Tasmad Gurum Prapasdita Jigyasu Seyav Tamam. One is actually inquisitive to understand the highest benefit of life. He must have positive. Tasmad Gurum Prapasdita Jigyasu. Jigyasu means inquisitive. Seyav, the highest benefit of life. Uttamam. Tasmad Gurum Pravarteta Vigyasu Seya Uttamam. Shabhi Pareta Nishnatam. What's the qualification of such person? Shabhi Pareta Nishnatam. He is completely well versed in the transcendental science. And what is the symptom that he is well versed? Brahmani Upasamasayam. He has taken shelter of Brahma, of Krishna, of God. Upasama, finishing all material figures. This is, he is a devotee, but he has no any material to. He must be well versed in the science, he must be a devotee, and he has no attraction for material. These three things, if you can find, then he is perfect good. Everything is there in this house. There are books, so be concentrated. If you have no books, those are discussing books. He should approach them, he should hear them. Just like we are holding class morning, evening. People can come here, take advantage of what we are speaking. Then gradually you can understand. But we cannot avoid that. That is not good idea. If I say that I went to church, I am not very much and lack. Therefore I give up this. That's not.
Oh, I didn't.
I chanted on the street. Had a good
night. Thank you.
Very good.
You can carry Krishna on the airplane.
You're chanting on the airplane?
Yeah. It was fun.
You can chant anywhere.
Basically.
Yeah. There is no there is no special rules and regulations. You can start anywhere from the game. Whenever you find it perfect, you can start.
We were singing by Christmas.
That's fine. Go on singing. Yes, go on singing. And everything will be revealed. You didn't have that. So nice.
It's a comforting feeling.
Huh?
It's a comforting feeling just from the whole repetition.
Yeah. So one thank you. Then everything is all right. And whenever you find opportunity, come and join.
Can we get some silver?
Oh yeah. You don't have any symbol for selling?
Not more.
So, you can keep some stock.
Yes, we've been waiting for shipment. We haven't arrived.
You can't get it. Loan. through the outcomes. Then humans is small wrong.
Thank you.
For everything we have to learn from a Guru. Same for every place. Yes, I'm with you. Sit down together whenever you find time. 1, 2, 3, play, and Hare Krishna. Chant.
Yeah.